got so much girl talk today. It's unreal. So really and truly, you do need to sit back and buckle up. You're not allowed to sit down until you dance. You gotta dance first, yeah? Talking about the wonderful Nelly Furtado and the statement she's had to make about no longer performing because of body shaming. We have got to stop this. These words in this record are so important. I can't change it right now because this is really, really important what she is singing here. We need to have this girl talk. We're gonna have that girl talk, girl talk, girl talk. Start feeling like you're not good enough. Why should any female feel that she's not good enough because somebody else has decided she needs to change the way she looks based on whose opinion? I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, which covers every aspect of health. How you doing? Yeah, I'm gonna have that girl talk. I'm gonna have that on the 8th of November, my birthday. We are gonna have a heart-to-heart. We really are. It's called Unfiltered. Maybe some champagne since it's my birthday, yeah? But I hope, like me, regardless of what we're going to talk about, you remember that you are blessed and highly favoured. You are a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to someone's prayer. We're gonna have one or two or three bottles of Bollinger champagne. Yes, 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 yes. She said, oh, we just hang out. And many of us, right? Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. There is no way with the statements that Nelly Furtado has made that her intimate health and whole person has not been affected. So I want to be able to speak to her, and I want to give thanks to my friend Quincy, the comedian, who invited me onto his show on Monday, but Monday's at 10:30 in the morning. It's me and a tennis ball, my coach. I mean, it's, you know, anyway. He brought this to my attention. I'm not really one for listening very much to the news, which is crazy considering I have a radio show. But I found this quite disturbing because I've been experienced body shaming when I was younger. And I do understand that whole thing whereby, you know, your idea of what beauty is and the idea of what beauty is today is based on the idea of what some people in media will call beauty. But if you see sometimes the face behind the person, the journalist writing that stuff, they're slagging off somebody else. But really and truly, are they looking at themselves in the mirror? I don't want to be shaming anybody, and I don't want to put it in a way that makes it sound really bad. But hurt people. And the media, and then also social media, is allowing us to become trolls, to make hurtful statements about other people when we're deflecting from ourselves. Now, on January the 5th, Nelly Furtado posted on Instagram to tell women to have a body neutral 2025. Then she put, but most importantly, love with every inch of your heart. And love doesn't boast, doesn't get its own way. It doesn't rejoice in the thoughts of others, right? So she said, this year I became aware of the aesthetic pressure of my work in a brand new way, while simultaneously I experienced new levels of self-love and genuine confidence from within. Now, this is really important for us to understand what self-love really is, because it all starts there. You can't love who you are if you don't actually understand what it is about you that you love. If it's just the external appearance, then the inner world is telling you that self-love doesn't exist. So she made a bold statement in the Manchester Pride on August the 24th, rejecting body shaming, wearing an oversized t-shirt. So she tried to actually do that. She clarified she's never been had a body or lip injections or fillers of any kind, right? Aside from wearing veneers, in response to speculation of over-cosmetic procedures. She noted that the pressure that claiming self-love doesn't erase the systems of aesthetics in the industry imposes, and that she's becoming more aware of those pressures to operate on her. And it's important because really, I find that this matters, right? Because what happens is, they bring themselves out. They produce music that really kind of brings joy to people. I'm a words person, so I'm always in love with an artist whose records have meaning and their words have meaning. That's what I really enjoy. But when we start to obsess about somebody else's weight, when we start to obsess about another person's appearance, their shape, their age, their skin, etc., often that fixation is masking our own insecurities. It may be a fear of being judged. It may be, you know, this worry about appearing less than. And it may be outside of the aesthetic norm. It could be in many things. It could be that we're projecting because we feel vulnerable about our own body weight. So if we criticize someone else, then by criticizing that person, we deflect away from ourselves and momentarily, it's almost as if we're trying to elevate ourselves above the person we're criticizing to avoid our own internal discomfort. And this is kind of sad, right? Because it isn't about mean comments. It goes to much larger cultural narratives about women, about aging, about visibility, about value and performance. Now, I can tell you that there are women in that celebrity circle, you know, again, the next generation will come, they're women of an age who will be criticized by their own peers because they're like, why don't they just give up and they're trying too hard? But that's the world they've been in. It's not that they don't want to pass on the baton, but they still want to appear relevant. And so the reason why aesthetics and cosmetic surgery has had such a burst and such a proliferation, it's because everybody wants to still try to appear young as they age, but not realizing actually by their very actions, their mental, emotional, hormonal, nutritional, circadian rhythm, movement, all of those things actually play a huge part in how well they age or otherwise. We don't want to go to bed early, we want to burn the candle at both ends. But if we understood circadian rhythm and we understood what the body does, we might respect the fact that sleep is one of the fastest ways to get sick if we lack it, and not all sleep is created equal. So that whole physical repair time between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. is important, but the organs go through their cleansing and their flushing periods, and this is one of the reasons why they say we shouldn't really eat between 9 and 11, she says as she had a few biscuits. We shouldn't really eat anything heavy because that time between 9 and 11 is that what they call the triple burner, the pericardium. It's the heart's protective emotional armor, which is opening the body up to be prepared for restoration. It's flushing out trapped tension and emotional residue so that it can make space for the body to rejuvenate, restore youthful vitality, and recharge healing energy for the next day. I mean, it's like, if we kind of understood that, we might think, okay, now I understand why, one, I shouldn't be eating late at night, and two, it's important for me to understand that the sleep between 10 and 12 is worth twice that from 12 o'clock onwards. But, you know, we just think, well, if I get 5 hours, I'll be okay. But what 5 hours are you getting is the question. And that was stimulated by a coach mentor of mine who also said that he realises that when he goes to bed at 10 and he gets 5 hours, he's far more energised than when he goes to bed at 12 and gets 5 hours. Not all things are created equal. And we have to understand that this is the same thing for us as women. And what we need to recognise is that this obsession with appearance, projection and healing is massive, right? So especially for women who are navigating midlife, who are navigating health transitions, who are navigating identity shifts, the shame directed at you or that you direct on others really is a cue. It's not just about fixing your body. It's about understanding the relationship to your body and your internal story about your worth and then the external pressures that you've absorbed and you've decided are correct. So if you want to be able to heal, to unfilter, you need to recognize that the mirror that you're looking in or the mirror you're being shown is in others' reactions, right? But their story is not your story about your body. And if you're choosing a narrative that's embodied in what they say for external validation, then it's very hard for you to embody your own internal worth. And so I think, you know, when we look at Nelly Furtado, she had gone through a phase of depression during lockdown, and she had also been on medication. And this medication, it's not just for her, because it can be for anybody in particular. But there are many medications. It was on BBC One. Is it good this morning? This morning is ITV. But Good Morning Britain. They have that on between 9:30 and 10:40. And they spoke about this just the other day when I was looking after my mum. And it's really understanding that where we find ourselves today is really a result of all of our history, where we find ourselves. But when they're looking at certain medications, and we're talking about this in terms of weight management and depression, some of the side effects of these medication is weight gain. And, you know, it's that weight gain that can be medically driven can actually affect our hormones and our stress. And so whilst it's medically driven, it's socially interpreted that you've lost control. So you may be struggling with things mentally, emotionally, physically. You may be on medication for one reason or another, and that side effect may be weight gain. But socially, the interpretation is you can't control your body. So this is the problem that we have. It's a problem when we get told, oh, it's just the menopause, when actually it's so much deeper. Because it's literally nervous system stress. And we're not recognising its internal self-worth dips and it's the way the body's trying to signal and tell you, I want you to pay attention. You know, I love you. I want to care for you. But I want you to understand how to care for yourself. So, you know, my question would be really, is that what comment have you made about someone's body? Or have that comment been made to you that was really about something else? So I'll share it again, that when I was pregnant and I came back from taking 25 people to Barbados, so I was the first to do these exercise holidays in my circle of influence that I know of in 1993. And I was teaching 21 classes a week. So I returned to class and I said to the ladies, you know, look, you know, I'm pregnant. And so, you know, all the high impact stuff I'm doing, as I get bigger, I'm going to have to let the front row lead it. I'll do the low impact alternative, et cetera, et cetera. But I will still be able to do my work, which I did very well. And one lady in one of the classes that I do came up to me at the end, as I've shared with you guys before, and said to me that her incentive to train was to watch me get fat, ugly, and out of shape. Now, who does that? Who believes that that kind of statement is a statement to make to a lady who is pregnant and knows that she has to share that information with people that are clients. They're not her close friends and family. Who does that? So this is how we can stay as women. And it becomes quite stressful. But as I said to her, I was very calm. And I just said, watch me when I come back. And that's why I know I serve the living God. Because he said, okay, we will show this woman what is going to happen after childbirth. And as I said, right now, if you see any of my pictures, if you go onto my Instagram page and see my wicked action video that I did when I was in Portugal a couple of weeks ago, that's the body shape I have now. 31 and a half years after giving birth to my son. That's the body I have now. Sassy, sexy, almost 63. And, you know, posture, performance, body shape, faculties. Because I've been blessed to have fallen into a system of holistic healthcare that looks at the whole person, that allows me to come onto the radio and help you understand the whole person. And this is why I have these alternate month conversations that I call unfiltered, and it presents. And this one is around the art of resting, receiving, and rising. And some people are like, what does that mean? For women who overwork and overgive and don't understand. We're going to play a trail now, and I'm going to explain it just in terms of what many people call burnout. And so we talk about burnout, and, you know, overactive bodies and adrenal fatigue. But what if, because you know me, I love an acronym. What if each letter of burnout really spelt out to you what burnout meant? So that you really got it clearly. Then you would know how to reverse engineer your burnout. And burnout isn't a menopause symptom. Burnout is just a series of actions that you've been taking, most of the time subconsciously, without even thinking about what you're doing, or unconsciously, and it's led you to this position. So let's play a trail. I'm going to come back after the break and explore just what I mean by that statement.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles. Cider with Rosie. Common or garden. Ant and deck. Fish and chips. Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So I want to ask you a question, right? Because many women get told, you're just getting older. So what if you get told you're just getting older, it's menopause? How do you feel about that? This is quite a big statement. But what if burnout is really your body's SOS or a symptom of imbalance as opposed to age? Excuse me, sorry. Burnout isn't always hormonal. Many times, burnout is actually neurological, emotional, and energetic. And this is why burnout can happen to women at any age, at any time. We can burn the candles at both ends and in the middle. And obviously, burnout is not a sexist thing because it happens so much to men as it does to women. But many women in their 40s to 50s are being told that they're fading, you know, When really, they're overworked, they're under-oxygenated, because we do not... If you're overworked, you do not breathe very well. And if you'd like a copy of my interview on the beauty of breathing with Paul Check, then you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, and I will send it to you. And I'll tell you what, it's one of the most insightful listens, 9 minutes or 20 seconds of your life you will ever experience. And I've shared it years ago on this show. But most of us, many women, are overworked, under-oxygenated, and disconnected from self. We really, really are. And so, you know, I get these... You can meditate, we do different things. This is where She Comes First really comes into play. And this is why it's... I've got this thing for acronyms. And it really... What I've found an acronym does is take a word or a set of words and bring them to life. And so then when you bring those words to life and bring each letter to life and bring the word itself to life, it makes more sense to the person, to the listening ear. So She Comes First. It's like, well, what does that mean? And I've had people say to me in marketing, that means nothing to anybody besides you. But if I get to explain that your she is your self, hormones and emotions, what I mean by that is you have an opportunity as to explore your she. What is yourself? What is your self-love, self-care, and self-awareness? What is it? What does it look like? What does it do to you? Why does it matter? How has it impacted you? How do you show up today? That's just self-love, self-care, and self-awareness. But why is hormonal harmony and emotional empowerment attached to your self-love, self-worth, and self-awareness? Because your self-love, your self-worth, who you see yourself are and how you identify yourself is all wrapped around how you were carried, how you were brought into this world, the environment you moved around. So the thoughts created about yourself would have then sparked an emotional response. And those emotions will then call upon a hormone to respond to the emotion, to the experience. So that part of the brain, the amygdala, that attaches the emotion to the experience, attaches it in the form of a hormone. Right? So you have an emotional response of fear, you attach the stress hormone. You have an emotional response of joy, you attach a happy hormone. And that's how the body recalls the event, which is why the body cannot distinguish between whether you're actually in the event or you're just reliving the event through memory. What it does is it attaches itself to the emotion and hormone that's called upon for the experience. That's what happens to us. And so therefore, it's really important for us in terms of our self-worth, self-love, self-care, self-awareness, that we understand the drivers would have been the emotions and the hormones that we've attached to the self-love or lack thereof, and therefore the self-care, coming back to Nelly Furtado, who wants to embrace where she found herself mentally, emotionally, but hasn't been allowed to because people want to attack her definition of self-love, when in all honesty, most of those people attacking don't have any self-love for themselves. So this is where we find ourselves. So, and then once you can explain that, it makes sense, right? So we're able to explain to people, you know, what their she is. And then when we explain that, we can connect that to comes and first. We can connect that to connections. And connections is not just a physical outward thing of what you're connected to. It's an inward, spiritual, emotional, hormonal, sensory, you know, thing as well. How are you connected? Are you connected from the neck up? More logical. From the neck down? More sensory, more emotional. Because it explains a lot about how people use their bodies and how their bodies move in space and how aware they are of how their body moves in space. And then, of course, we look at the emotions and the hormones. And what emotions do is they stimulate a hormone and they affect the way in which the breathing responds to the thought or the experience. And so that's oxygen. It's really understanding it's a nutrient. It's the one we can't live without. It's what circles around. Understanding what oxygen does for the body in terms of delivering nutrition and removing waste. It's deeper than that. Then you're able to understand movements that matter, because movements that matter are digestive as well as they are hormonal, as well as they are physical, as well as they are emotional, as well as they are nutritional, versus exercise. And that exercise is also mental, emotional, as much as it is physical. And then you have sleep, which I mentioned earlier on. Why is it so important? Understanding sleep. But now you can move further into food and, you know, what we classify as food. And actually, I've used the word food because of the spelling. But when I get into the topic, I talk nutrition, because that's essentially what food is. Either it has nutrition that's going to nourish the body, or it doesn't have nutrition, so it can't nourish the body. So the word diet can only then be something that either takes you towards optimal health because it nourishes you, or moves you towards minimal health because it doesn't nourish you. It's literally, really, in my mind, is as simple as that. And if we look at it that way, we can take away from this thought and belief that when we eat something that optimizes our health, it's boring. And when we eat something that goes towards minimizing our health, we're treating ourselves. How are you treating yourself to sickness and dis-ease? It makes no sense. And so now we start to look at things differently. We start to understand intimate health as a principle. Because when we look at the Chinese system, when we look at meridians, and we understand the root chakra and the sacral chakra, and we start to understand the related issues to those chakras, which are sex, relationships, and finance, and we know that the three biggest drivers, we can now start to dig into them deeper. And then we can look at rehydration, because rehydration is so much more than water. We've got to look at structured foods and structured water and different ways, and not all water is created equal, no matter what they want to tell you. You have to understand that. And then understanding that sunlight and spirituality, where's the interconnection? Well, sunlight's like your outer life force, and spirituality is your inner light. Where do the two come together? Why are they so important? And then our thoughts, which is the master governor of everything we do, only comes last in terms of the spelling, but actually is first in terms of everything. And the Bible says, who is the least will become the most, and the most will become the least. So it's very, very powerful. You start to understand that. So with all of that said, she does babble on that, Jenny Russell. I want to say to you that many women in their 40s and 50s are being told they're fading, when actually, like I said, they're overworked, they're under-oxygenated, and they're disconnected from themselves. Because that she comes first, I explain. They're like, well, I would never have thought of my health in terms of those 13 letters or those 15 steps. I wouldn't have thought of that. So then I have this whole thing whereby I'm like, I mean, all of it links back to your, I call it your health wheel. So if you look at the word burnout, we talk about it a lot in corporate settings. We look at the word burnout and, you know, it's a big buzzword. But I think if you were to take that word, turn it into an acronym and use it, it really does help people to understand what it means to burn out. Well, first and foremost, there are no boundaries. Your boundaries are blurred. And so, you know, you don't know when to say yes, when to say no, when to stop, when to go. So your boundaries are blurred. That's so you're already beginning to burn out. Blurred boundaries begin burnout. That's your B word. That's a good one, isn't it? I better write that one down. I like that. Blurred boundaries begin burnout. Listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes when I talk, this thing just comes into my head, right? And it's just like, you know, I love that. So the next letter, obviously, U is unregulated nervous system. An unregulated nervous system is a system that's just doing its own thing. What do I mean by that? There are two pathways that run your body. You have the parasympathetic pathway. That's the pathway that tells the body everything is safe in the world. Life is great. It's good. We can digest. We can make babies. We can make love. We can relax. We can sit on the toilet. Freddie can leave us. Life is good. That's that pathway. So the digestive system, the detoxification system, the sex hormones, they're fine. Life is good. But the other pathway is the fight, flight, freeze, which you hear so much about, which is also safety, security, survival. And that pathway says, something's going to happen. We're in danger. I'm not sure what's happening. Get ready. Shift the oxygen from the organs. Send it to the muscles. Because we either got to fight or we got to run. But we can't do both. Oh, I'm so scared I just can't move. And so when the body does that, it says, well, we ain't got time to digest no food. We ain't got time to sit on no throne and release no Freddy. We ain't got no time to make no babies. We ain't got no time to enjoy ourselves under the cover, because I'm not fighting you whilst I'm making love to my husband. Two pathways. And an unregulated nervous system is one that's not balanced, right? And most time it's balanced, it's imbalanced by the dominance, right, of the sympathetic nervous system. And that's not a good thing. That's really not a good thing. So that's your you. So you don't know the power of saying no. And blurred boundaries begin burnout. And what they do, they also drive that system, yeah? So they drive the imbalance of this dominance of the sympathetic nervous system. And then you've got responsibility overload. So you're overgiving, you're overdoing, and it a lot to do with proving yourself or believing you have to prove yourself. So why do you need to prove yourself? To who? Who says you have to keep proving yourself in this way? That's what that does. And when you do that, the next letter is the N. You neglected needs. You neglect your need for rest. You neglect your need for feeding. You neglect your need for sleeping. You neglect your need for family. You neglect your need, moreover, for self. And this starts to create a problem. So already you're burning because your blurred boundaries begin burnout, which then drives the imbalance of the central nervous system, because you feel that you need to overdo, overgive, overprove, because you're looking for external validation. And so you start to neglect yourself in terms of feeding, sleeping, family, self. And then you have optimized output because you want to prove it. Again, it's about proving. It still goes back to proving. So your optimized output is really about driving this whole thing of showing you can do it. Showing you can do it. You can deliver. But what are you delivering for others, but not for yourself? And so sometimes, especially if you over optimized your output, you end up with unexpressed emotions. So resentment can come in. Frustration. All these different things come in. Yeah, so, you know, what's it called? Melancholy. Melancholy. I can never spell that word. Melancholy. All those things come in. Nonchalance. You know, it starts to become a problem. It starts to become a problem. Because now you really can't think straight. So you've got your thoughts in turmoil. You're not thinking straight. You're not thinking straight. That's literally what burnout is. It's a combination of blurred boundaries that drive a dominance of the system that shuts down the system you want to rebuild and repair and refresh. So you're ready. Just by doing that, the nature of doing that means you're already aging yourself. You're aging yourself because you're aging your organs. And then because you still feel you know, the next one's coming through, the next one's coming through, you'll keep driving and driving and driving and giving and giving and giving. And so I'll go to bed later. I haven't got time for my family. So what's it costing you? What is it costing you? And this is the issue. But when we get to identify these things and it makes sense to you, you go, okay, fine. So how do I take your burnout and help you to heal? With my 13-spoke She Comes First health wheel. Well, first of all, I've got to get you to understand self-awareness. You know, is it the, you know, inside burnout, what's your priority? if you really, really have blurred boundaries, that's where you begin your burnouts. We've got to get you to be aware that you don't have boundaries. Then we've got you to get you to understand that this lack of boundaries has a major impact on your emotions, because you're very emotionally driven, but actually you're in such heightened emotional charge that you're overstimulating cortisol. That doesn't allow you to think clearly. And so therefore, you're probably holding your breath. You're overextending. You're neglecting the need to stop, to breathe. And so what we need to do is try and get you back to a point where we can balance this unregulated nervous system so the body knows that it can actually regulate, it can digest, it can eliminate, it can sleep, it can repair, it can rest. And then we need to get you to actually just get the body to help it to shift. I was going to say shift the SHT, you know, but you need to shift that and allow other things to flow into the body in a way that the body will respond. And so it's really important to understand movements that matter, especially in terms of digestive health and detoxification. Because as long as you've got a dominance in that central nervous system, it could come out as irritable bowel, you know, diverticulitis, Crohn's. It can come out in so many different diseases because the body's just trying to tell you something. The principal systems that run the body can't do their job because the system that's running it is suppressing them. So we've got to get you to a point where you can actually be able to understand that, and that allows you to realign the body and have the body-mind connection. You need that. You can't just be neck up or neck down. You need both. And so you start to look at, you know, the thoughts and the sleep. You start to think to yourself, right, my thoughts are in turmoil because I'm shattered. I'm shattered. I've got this unexpressed emotion. I'm just tired. I can't really explain this. You know, my boss wanted to do all of this because I've shown the boss that all of my hours belong to him. And so therefore he's taken all of my hours from me. And now I've got all this resentment and these unexpressed emotions. So I need to help you to reset your body's internal rhythms. If this speaks to you, and I really hope it does, then go on to Eventbrite. Click on Unfiltered 8th of November Soho and get your tickets. Because not only will we discuss how we can reverse this, but actually we're going to celebrate my birthday after. I want you to understand that burnout literally is the overextension epidemic. It's an overextension epidemic. It's when your doing overrides your being. And literally what the real message is that sleep, that burnout isn't exhaustion. It's a disembodiment. You're just detached. But healing is remembering the body's voice. That's all that healing is. Healing is remembering the body's voice.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Do you know, sometimes I record this show and I think to myself, I've got 50 minutes and, you know, I've got so much to share. But sometimes I wonder if I have enough to share. And then I get to this point here, and I hope you haven't got sick of my voice. And I'm like, there is so much to share. It's crazy. But I hope that you understand that this 13-spoke health wheel that I've put together literally helps you to understand how connection, oxygen, movements that matter, thoughts, etc., directly influence your hormonal balance and energy. And I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you received without guilt or rested without needing to justify it? Because that's where your healing begins. And next weekend, the 8th of November, if you're able to get to London, to Soho, I would love for you to come along, where at Unfiltered, we give practical tools and embodied experiences to help women reset their nervous system, understand their body, and rediscover their essence. That's literally what I want to do. And I want people to understand how, you know, this is an invitation to actually invest into yourself in a different way. Because there are so many different ways people are doing things, but this is going to be fantastic. So this is an invitation that I'm extending to you to receive, to rest, and to rise, right? It's not just an event. Literally, if you think about it, it literally is a homecoming for your body, a homecoming for your breath, because many of us don't, we just hold it, and a homecoming for your being. There's only 11 days left. Go on to Eventbrite. There are one or two-for-one tickets if you get on there early. You know, I want this place sold out. It's my birthday. I want it sold out. You know, I've been doing this show for, this is like 301 episodes. It's been touching the lives of people, but now I want to be able to hug you guys and see you guys and touch you guys as well. But you're not just going to learn nervous system reset or feminine embodiment. You're not just going to laugh and reflect and dance and heal. You're going to connect. You're going to connect to each other. We're going to connect to each other. But you're going to connect to yourself in a way you never thought possible. So, you know, I think what's really nice is for me, every year around my birthday, I always ask myself one question. What part of me is ready to rise next? And this year, I want the same rise for you. So I want you to go to Eventbrite, click on Unfiltered, November 8, Jenny Russell, J-E-N-N-I, or Soho, right? Sacred Ground Soho. Just click on Unfiltered, She Celebrates. Unfiltered presents, She Celebrates, the art of receiving, resting, rising. But if you just put in Unfiltered, November the 8th, Soho, it will come up. I want you to reserve your place. I want you to share it with another friend. I want you to bring a friend along and give yourself the gift of receiving, resting, and rising with us. Because it's not just me speaking. I've been introduced to a wonderful lady by the name of Pentelin, and she has got some amazing... She travels around the world, and she's not even 30 yet. So I love it. It's 2, 4, 6, I call it. She's in her 20s. Francesca will do all the personality archetypes. She's in her 40s. And then there's me and my sassy, sexy 60s. Going to be sassy, sexy 63. Sharing and bringing it all together. So it's going to be so powerful. And, you know, I think... You know, you've got all these different statements. They say you can't pour from an empty cup, but you can fill it. That's what I say. If the cup is half full or half empty, then there's room to pour into it. But you can pour into it what you want that will actually embody you and allow you to rise, right? But you can't rise from a body that you've abandoned. And you might not even think you've abandoned it. But I could ask you some very simple questions and know whether or not you are in touch with your body or detached from it, even though you walk around with it, clearly. Unfiltered is your reminder that your body or yeah, your body, which you've judged, is the same body that will heal you. So you can judge your body, but it's the same body that's either going to make you sick or going to make you whole. And I would love you to be a part of a journey of celebration, of understanding the wow, am I really that woman that has allowed myself to burn out? Like, why would I do that to myself? Why am I doing that to myself? Why have I burned out? What is it that I've achieved and I've got? There's a guy that I've made a comment on his posts on LinkedIn, and he's discovered that he's chased wealth left, right and centre, and it almost cost him his health. And so now that's his priority. I just want to be in a position where I've always said, let's not wait till we're sick. Women used to say to me, I'll wait till my pelvic floor lets me down, then I'll come and see you. That one statement used to make me so angry when I was younger because I never understood it. I wanted to help you before you needed help. I wanted to give you the tools so that you would never have to come to someone like me and have to take up money out of your pension pot or what you've put away for something different to actually try to chase back the health that was there for you to hold on to that you ignored or neglected. I didn't want to do that. But many of us, we especially women of colour, it's like we just want to learn the hard way. My dad, God rest his soul, isn't it, Daddy? He would say, he's a Jamaican, if you can't hear, yeah, feel. To myself, why do we have to feel? Why do I have to suffer? Why do we have to go through this stuff? We shouldn't have to go through this stuff. We shouldn't have to experience or have those experiences. We should be able to say, right, I've got the opportunity to be equipped to make a different decision, to live life a little bit better and have a little bit more for myself. So I just want you to be able to be in that position where now you know that you're able to make informed choices, that you're able to live life better because you've got the tools, you've got the access to the information, and you don't have to wait. I mean, if you want to rise in a company, if you want to increase your bank account, if you want to improve your credit rating, if you want to drive a nicer car, you have to work towards the means to having all the things you need to do that. So why is it different when it comes to your health? I don't get it. But then I'm very great at health, but I've taken my time with finance. So I don't get it, but I do. Because I could frustrate somebody in the same way they frustrate me. So you're only as strong as you're honest, right? So, you know. But one of the things I do know, which is really silly, is we have so much fear around not having. But my source is God. God is my source, my protection, my provider. But it's far... Sometimes, when fear takes over, you can't see how you could make something from nothing. But when it comes to your health, that is so much harder to work out. So much harder, right? It's so much easier to... There's money everywhere. Put it this way. The world will never run out of money. They can digitize it, take it from you, do all these things, all these plans that everyone's saying is going to come. But money is always there. Money is everywhere. Health is not. You can't buy your health. You have to invest in it and keep on investing. And that's mental, emotional well-being. That's nutritional well-being. That's hormonal well-being. That's circadian rhythm, sleep well-being. That's physical well-being. That's spiritual well-being. You know, it's a combination. It's physiological well-being. You have this visceral well-being, organ health. You have to understand that's breath well-being, which is the first and most important nutrient. It's all of those things. All of those things require an input. But that input comes from an understanding. It's exactly the same. You have to have the understanding before you can build the business. Well, we need to be in the business of building our health. So, at Pelvic Secrets is where you'll find me. On Instagram, on TikTok, Jenny Russell, J-E-N-N-I. It's Jennifer minus the F-E-R is Jenny Russell. You'll find me on Facebook. You'll find me on LinkedIn. Pelvic Secrets at iCloud.com. On Eventbrite, Unfiltered. But JennyRussell.com, you can find the link there to book Unfiltered. You can also find the link to book the next 60-day journey and all the other things that I do and buy my book. But until next week, just before I turn sassy, sexy, 63 by God's grace, after I've played another tennis match, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay well, and stay safe.